What does it mean to raise oneself? We are operating according to our feelings, with the senses that we were born with, and those that develop within us in our mind and in our heart, meaning in our mind and emotion. And raising ourselves doesn't mean to be with a greater mind, with a greater emotion, that even within this world throughout our life, this is how we develop. But rather, to raise oneself means to raise oneself to a different degree of perception of the attitude to reality, which is just like we had that with the force of reception, it should be with the force of bestowal. The force of reception is called within reason. Whatever I know, I understand, I feel, I accept, I receive within my vessels, my senses of reception. Above reason is what I acquire. And this comes to me after many efforts and a lot of investment. When I start to feel that something is awakening within me towards giving, towards the fact that I am willing to go forward without any of the ordinary reward, which I would always demand, consciously or unconsciously, but this is what I was working for. This is why I was performing actions. But here I begin to feel that the attitude to it is specifically not that what will I get out of it, what will I have, but rather I think only about the nature of my attitude to what is happening, that this attitude will be without any demand in return. That I simply want to take part in whatever the Creator is doing with me in a way that I personally will get nothing out of it, and this actually is called a reward, that I will be able to perform actions and not to feel that I'm getting anything out of it. And we reach that through those same states that we go through, that here Rabash is telling us about in these excerpts. These are very special things, very subtle. They happen to a person if he's been there for a while, meaning quite a bit of time, in the work, in the ups and downs, and with certain all kinds of different relations, and his despair, despaired of his own forces, despaired of knowing what he needs to do, and all that's left for him is only, is just one thing, that suddenly he begins to feel, it awakens within him gradually, slowly, as if from a fog, that his work, his approach should be specifically in a state where he has no demand, no belonging, but rather he just wants to give the Creator, to ascribe himself to the Creator to the extent that specifically the fact that he's not getting anything out of it for himself, this is the reward. That is, the reward is that in his will to receive, he will not get anything. He will not get anything. And at first, this feeling, this thought, comes only in the mind, the brain, and he starts to think, to yearn for it, sometimes more, sometimes less, and it takes some time. With all of these things, he forgets about it a little bit, and then he comes back to it until he begins to understand that this state where he's not depending anything for himself, he doesn't want anything for himself, it seems to him it's felt in him as the reward in itself. The fact that I am not about to receive anything out of what I'm doing, and I'm willing to do everything, all the efforts that I'm capable of, and that I will not receive anything for it, actually, I feel that the fact that I'm not getting anything, this is the reward. And this is the beginning of the work that is considered spiritual. It is called faith above reason.
That
above the reason where he always knew why he's doing things, and he would measure all of his work in his vessels of reception as much as he wanted, and what did he want to receive, to get, to understand, to feel, to control, to truly have a grip on it, to hold it. Now he says, no, I specifically want to feel that it is coming out of me and not coming into me, that I am just operating in a single form only for the benefit of the Creator, that He is receiving and I am giving, I'm bestowing, I am sending away from me to Him. This actually, well, there are many forms to express these things, perhaps, but each and every one should be thinking about it. How does he depict it to himself? These things are difficult for us to convey in our emotions because we don't yet have, in order to bestow in Lishma for her sake, we don't yet have shared emotions. So each one should try to ascribe himself, to associate himself with all of these excerpts that somehow, indeed, they are describing to us that state of transition from lolishma to lishma, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, from corporeality to spirituality.
Да, дорогой Раф. Вот ты когда
встречаешься
в товарищей, в группу, ты в любом случае чувствуешь себя лучше, чем до этого.
When you incorporate in the friends group, you feel yourself a bit better. It doesn't depend on the state. That's already self-reception, no? So how from here to go to work for the sake of the Creator?
You're right that an action towards the group that I perform actually brings me to bestow towards the Creator.
But
it doesn't come immediately, but rather it is a kind of transition. And this is why it's difficult to give an example. The actions in the group are still actions that are in order to receive. And I cannot feel in them yet my disposition that towards the action specifically coming out of me and not coming back, so that I get nothing in return. I specifically, in this feeling that I'm already getting this quality of in order to bestow, I feel that I'm interested in it coming out of me and not coming back. And this specifically is what I see as the reward. This is what I want to feel. The extent to which I'm bringing out of myself, and it doesn't come back. However, this comes to a person as a result of his participation in the group, his participation with the inclination towards the whole world, And gradually, slowly, when he is drawing forces and he prays to the Creator with the group, that he will have the force to truly bestow somehow, even though he doesn't quite know what it is, then it becomes established, and gradually he begins to feel that he has such an inclination that it is possible to work in such a way that giving, that it is coming out of you and doesn't come back, that will be the reward. We have examples of this world. Let's say between parents and children, there it is natural love, which obligates the parents to give to the children and to care for them even more than toward themselves. But this is a corporeal example, which is not, you know, the to bestow. It's just that nature arranges it in this way. And we see that also in animals. Therefore, we don't have other examples of this world, so that we can, a little bit that we can give, well, we can give the opposite example, but in spirituality, we begin to feel how this is a clothing within us, and truly it becomes required. Suddenly a desire grows within us to give, to bestow to the Creator, to the Creator. And later on we develop this desire towards the Creator through the friends. But I have something that comes from above, from the Creator. And I begin to feel some attraction towards ascribing to him my actions. It's as if I am giving to him with each and every action that I do, whatever becomes possible for me, so that I can ascribe this action to him. And in that action, I feel that I'm giving to him, and this for me is pleasure. This for me is the reward. It's not accompanied by me loving him. Love doesn't come yet, it comes later. It is simply, this is how the Creator is organizing, arranging this force that is working on us and is helping us to come from reason to above reason. From reason to faith, from the force of reception to the force of bestowal, to begin to feel the force of bestowal that exists in nature and that we can also become equipped with it, and in such a way we can begin to operate. There are not that many words in that, and also we don't see examples that are clear, conspicuous. There is no such thing, but rather what we can say, as Baal HaSulam and Rabash describe this to us here, is that it comes to a person as a result of all kinds of efforts. Whatever is in your power and hand to do, do it. Whatever is in your power to do, do it. And then you will feel, then you will know, you will understand what this is about. What is spirituality? That it exists in our world. It exists right here around us. However, we don't see it. We don't feel it. This world is here. The next world is here. In order to receive is here, and in order to bestow is here. All of these forces exist around us, and we can operate in this and also in that. So we together have reached a state where we want to and we need to. It's required for us to talk about it, because the connection between us is already beginning to give us the foundation for us to operate in such a way And we will begin to feel, what does it mean, the force of bestowal above the force of reception? And it comes to each and every one in a way that is just like we talked about. Suddenly, the person feels that he has a drive to give to the Creator, that he feels that by this action, he is giving, and this drive is still not quite clear to him. He doesn't have some color, some special feeling. He doesn't yet feel that he is enjoying it, but rather the drive itself, the action itself, he wants to perform some action so that this will be in the direction of the Creator. In order to bestow, but bestow what? What is the pleasure? Something? No. There's no shade, no color of pleasure yet. Just giving, that's it. Just like we see this in little children, that they do something, but in their actions there is no emotion. Right. We give them some emotion, we want to hug them, to kiss them, to do something with them. If they do it back to us, they don't have an emotion. They do it because we are asking of them, or in such a way they want to express themselves. However, their own emotion is not developed yet. So it is with us. We are in our development of in order to bestow towards the Creator, just like little children. Too bad. However, just realize that after efforts with the friends to connect with them, to work above my ego, in the lessons, and also in giving, in dissemination, and also in connection with the friends. When I want to be in some connection which is above my ego, I begin to feel that I want to give to the Creator. From where does it come? As a result of our work. Did we do something for it? In fact, in truth, we didn't do anything because you're not yet detecting this force to which you want to give, to bestow the Creator. It's hidden. There is no such thing. In general, such a reality does not exist. However, you begin to feel that you feel that you want to do this action, such an action. And this action is still felt within you as pleasure. Even though you are not aware of it, but in the basis of this action, there is pleasure. You want to do it. This means that the will to receive itself is pushing you now to perform an action in order to bestow, so that you won't see a result out of it. And the fact that you feel that you have no result out of you giving, out of you bestowing, this action in itself that you are performing, it is giving you pleasure, it is giving you fulfillment, and you enjoy, you're pleased, you're filled by this action itself. Just like, let's say, towards the baby or a little child, when you give him something and you enjoy it. For you, it's not giving. The fact that you are giving to him, you don't feel that you're giving, right? It is the same here. So this is how we begin to enter getting to know what bestowal is. What is the quality of Bina or faith? T6.
Where is it aimed, that tendency that's coming out of me and not coming back?
I feel that I'm passing it on to the upper force that exists outside of me. That's it.
No. We say from love of people to love of the Creator. What does it mean, giving to the upper force without difference?
I'm explaining to you in such a way. Out of the fact that we have invested a lot in the connection between us, in the annulment of each one towards the ten, in our connection with the ten, in our connection with tens, other tens, and with our in our connection not only with the world Kli, but with the whole of humanity in general, that we care for them and we would like to pass on the method of correction from us to humanity, even though it's in a different way, not the way we are doing it, but we want all of us to eventually connect, as Bala Sulam describes this to us, that those who are drawn to the Creator, who are called Yashar Kel, they connect first, and later on the whole of humanity connects to them. They are passing on to the whole of humanity those emotions, those forms, a little bit of their knowledge, of their understanding with respect to connection with the Creator. Humanity is bringing us deficiencies, their concerns, and we supply them back in return forms of connection. We are ready for it. The connection is ready. And they join us as Hab to the Galgalta and I. And so then we have a single partsuf. Well, bit by bit, it will take a long time or over the history that we have ahead of us. But this is how we will do it. And we will bring everyone, all of us, to the end of correction. We are already actually in that period of time. PT 31.
How do we give a personal example to the friends?
In faith above reason, we only study these things together, and we try that whatever we feel will also pass on out of the connection between us. It will pass on to the friends, and this way we help each other, and it also comes back to me several times over from whatever I initially felt.
So the effort on inner intention in each and every state I have, that inner effort influences the friends and comes back to me in the end?
Yes, exactly. This is what I would like to happen, because I have no possibility in my own awakening right now to bestow to the Creator in a single direction without anything in return to myself. I have no possibility to grow stronger more and more. But rather, I begin to understand in that how much the general vessel can assist me here. And that way, it will join me and I will join it. And this is how we will take care of it. Each one of us, for the time being, out of his desire towards the Creator. However, we already have quite a few people that can start thinking in this direction and start operating, aiming their desires. And this is how we begin to become established already on the spiritual plane. But it's just the beginning, but somehow we are on the spiritual plane. It is still work that is done forcefully. We don't feel any spiritual result out of it, any light, fulfillments, influences, direct light, reflected light. However, already it exists, breaking through the boundary which is between this world, which is the world of reception, and the upper world, which is a world of bestowal.
Boker tov, Rav, boker tov lakli olami.
Morning, Rav, World Kli. Is the force of faith, does it grow by growing the connection between us, the strengthening of it?
This is the result of the connection between us that we wanted to become established, and we are concerned about it. As a result of this concern, the reforming light shines on us, and it brings us the force of bestowal, the force of faith.
Salt Lake City.
Hi, good morning, Rav. You said if that one comes to feel this inclination somewhat, that it's possible. And so if that happens, but the ego comes up and ruins it all, is there an argument here to make to the ego, or is there, what's the work? Is it just to pray?
Only to intensify the forces of bestowal. This is called love covers all crimes. Only in such a way.
Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriyot. Good morning, Rav, World 10.
Haim. Are
those actions that we're making of annulment and trying to bestow to the friends,
did they
draw the upper force of the Creator, and it gives us the ability to come closer to the quality of bestowal?
Yes.
We execute this quality in practice, and we help the Creator give it to us?
Of course, this is how it is done. First, we need to perform exercises in that we connect to the 10, even though we have no need for it. Later on, getting closer to one another in the 10 that we don't want it. Later on, to try to discover in that some benefit, spiritual benefit, spiritual meaning with the forces of bestowal, and forces of bestowal for the time being mean bestowal in this world as we understand it, also between us mutually, that we want to develop that in the 10, and that way this is how we advance. However, as a result of that, eventually comes what we talked about in the beginning of our conversation, that the desire to bestow to the Creator appears in us. We begin to discover that we have a certain urge, and it's not that we understand it or feel it or we can detect who before us, who is the Creator, but rather I feel like performing an action that does not come back to me, that I don't feel any benefit out of it, any gain, as I used to always first put that before me, first the gain and then the action. Okay, so I'm paying, I'm giving, but here I begin to feel that my profit is in that I am doing for someone, and this for me is the profit, the reward, just giving in itself without anything coming back to me in any way. And so then, in such a way, I want to operate, and I'm searching for how to operate, and I can't quite find it, frankly. What will you give him? As it says. However, this tendency already builds within me a lack towards bestowal. This already belongs to the level of Bina. Well, let's put it this way. Well, we give examples out of this world. So it is like a woman who wants to have a baby so that she'll be able to give to the baby. This, of course, is a corporeal example, but what can we do? I can describe it in such a way that she wants to give birth. She wants to have someone that she can nurse or give to. So this is the situation that exists in a person when he wants to bestow to the Creator without getting anything in return, just to care about giving. And this for him will be the fulfillment. When a person begins to even explode, like a woman who wants to nurse, right? She has a problem nursing that she doesn't have anyone to give it to. This is how we begin to feel the desire to bestow.
Good morning, dear Rav. Not having, let's say, this flavor yet, not having this emotion yet of joy, how important is it in this state of being uplifted and showing a good mood and showing happiness of not having this flavor yet? How does that work, Rav?
It works according to the principle from the love of people to the love of the Creator. To the love of the Creator. That by me trying to bestow to the ten to care for the entire world kli of ours and to care for the whole of humanity, I am aiming all of these things eventually to bestow to the Creator. Because without His involvement, without His help, I will also not be able to bestow not to the Ten, and not to the worldwide Bnei Baruch group, and not to the whole of humanity. So it turns out that Israel, the Light and the Creator, is one. This is what we call it, that myself and the group and humanity and the Creator, we all become as one here, as a vessel and the light. So the more I think about it and I yearn to bring everyone with my concern, with my outlook on creation to a single form, by that I awaken the upper light. And it already awakens me to a state where I begin to feel how much I truly lack the force of bestowal. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, how much it truly awakens within me suddenly, and it requires of me to perform this action. As it says, what will you bestow? How will you bestow? And here I'm perplexed. I actually want to bestow to the Creator, but what will I do? And here already I begin to feel with my actions towards the Ten and towards the great group of Bnei Baruch and towards humanity that I have something to do in it, that I, in that, am operating in order to serve it to the Creator, so that He will begin to engage with them, so that He will begin to reform them, to fill them, to enjoy from them, so that for Him to correct the created beings, to connect them, put them together and fulfill them, if there is some deficiency that they're raising with respect to that, that for him is the entire pleasure. It's like the baby who is demanding something from the mother. So how much does he enjoy the fact that now she can give to him? This is how it happens. We are now entering work that is very interesting. We're beginning to feel here even what inside nature, in the depths of nature, there is an instinct, just like the mother has towards the baby, to feed it, to give to it, to nurse it. Well, we will discover these things. There is a lot here, many things that are now about to be revealed to us, and I'm very happy that we're...
First spiritual degree?
Nope. To the extent that we will truly begin to feel, to detect within us this urge towards bestowal, that we will be able to perform some actions and feel in these actions that within the action itself we're getting a reward, that I'm not demanding, other than this action in itself, I'm not demanding anything, that this action, the giving, it in itself carries within it pleasure. After that, we will elaborate on it. Well, Gilad, shall we go back to the sources?
Yeah, we're reading from excerpt number 16, on the topic of raising ourselves. When a person is in a state of lowliness, when he does not feel a good taste in the work, it is pointless to be meticulous with him, because he is in lowliness anyhow, and he has work to approach the Creator. Hence, it cannot be said that he will deny him the flavor of the work, because now he feels no flavor. And the blow that one receives from the Creator, when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself, he heals him, because then he has no other way to serve the Creator, but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself can he be healed. For otherwise, he will remain in separation.
We may not distinguish yet all of these discernments, how much the fact that we are not getting any response, any answer for our efforts, which are all still egoistic efforts. However, to the extent that we're not receiving no, 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 all of these things accumulate and they build within us a need for a remedy. So that nevertheless we will feel that bestowal is the reward. This actually is what we need to attain in our work, that it's not reception that is the reward, but rather bestowal is the reward. And therefore, through all kinds of actions we perform, we are drawing, inviting the reforming light, and it is what replaces within us this foundation. What is the reward? We need to demand the reward. However, that the reward will be the action of bestowal in itself. And then in this act of bestowal, the greater it is, the more hidden it is, not revealed. Not its beginning and not its end is not revealed to us. The greater it is, and by that, by performing such actions, we get greater reward, greater pleasure. Read it again, please.
Again, number 16. When a person is in a state of lowliness, meaning when he does not feel good taste in the work, it is pointless to be meticulous with him, since either way, he's in lowliness, and he has work to do to approach the Creator. Hence, it cannot be said that he will deny him the flavor of the work, because now he feels no flavor. And the blow that one receives from the Creator, meaning when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself he heals him, because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself he can be healed, for otherwise he will remain in separation.
Yes, so the fact that we don't receive, we don't receive, we don't receive time and again any reward that we are expecting, hoping for, in order to receive, this eventually heals us. It's felt as a blow. Each time I'm not receiving, so it's a blow. And then it turns out that by that I reach this advice out of lack of choice to work in faith above reason, and I'm not capable of it. However, bit by bit, my efforts nevertheless awaken the reforming light. And that way I reach the remedy. That is, I begin to feel that specifically in that I'm not receiving anything in return out of my efforts, I begin to feel the reward in that.
Thank you, Rav. So it turns out that the action of distancing the Creator does for us is the result of our trying to come near Him. So how do you approach the Creator? What's the action I can do to approach the Creator?
In that you are bestowing to others. You have nothing to give to the Creator. As it says, what will you give Him? He doesn't have any lack. This is why you have before you the entire world, and you have what to do, to feel their lacks and to help them reach the right lack in order to get the fulfillment from the Creator. And by that, you can do a favor to the Creator and also a favor to the created beings. It's all in your hands.
How come the desire is felt, and the words are felt as if we're coming closer to the Creator and not to the people?
Because the people are all in a state, as you see them, right, in your eyes, they're all broken. These are broken desires, egoistic ones. You have nothing to do with them, but only to cause them correction. And this is what we do through dissemination and through our work that we want to bestow to them, that we want to associate them with us, to join them as a hub to the Galgal Ta'en Enayim. And this is how... this is what we're trying to do.
PT5. Rav, we learn that we don't want to receive anything, the reward, certainly not in order to receive. But walking on the path, we don't have the precise scrutiny of whether or there is any contact with in order to receive, or is it truly bestowed? And the person always has this conflict. Should he add something or not? How to examine if my intention, my action is in the right direction?
You have the possibility to bestow to the 10, and you have the possibility to bestow to the entire Kli of Bnei Baruch and also to the whole of humanity. In what? In bringing them closer to the Creator. In what? In that you will explain to them more what does the correction mean and what should we advance towards and how should we behave in order to get closer to the Creator. This is the whole matter of dissemination. We, in that, need to engage. So don't you tell me that you don't know, you don't understand. You have clear actions before you that are within the reach of your hand.
PT4.
How to combine work in the 10 and work with a bigger kli, like Nebuch, on humanity?
Only gradually. If you, with the whole 10, can operate towards a greater vessel, do it. If you cannot, with the whole 10 to do it, then you can only perform actions of dissemination. That is an external, superficial explanation.
What does it mean to work with whole 10? In what way?
When we connect between us, and we, out of the connection between us, want to bestow to our greater vessel of the whole of Neighborhood. How do we do it? Well, not in practice, not corporeally. Maybe there's something to that also, but mostly it's with the spiritual intention.
Is there a way to grasp this vessel of Bnei Baruch only after we're in connection in the 10?
Yes, otherwise you don't even have the right perspective towards that. Only when you feel what does it mean to be in a 10, out of that you can also depict what does it mean the general vessel of Bnei Baruch. Otherwise you don't have the right depiction of what. Yes, Gilad?
Well, how to correctly hold this idea that the blow is also healing? Because the instinct is to run away from the blow, but it heals you. So how to hold on these two concepts together?
If I feel that the blow is helping me to have the right relations towards bestowal, that it is holding me and aiming me to towards bestowal, and bestowal is important for me, then I'm willing to have a certain feeling of the blow in order to aim myself towards bestowal. I don't quite know how to find better words for it, but this is how it is. Well, let's say here the question is broader. Why do we feel pain in all kinds of states in this world? In states where, let's say, we're hurt in our body. Why should this be accompanied by pain? If there would be no pain, we wouldn't take care of it, right? That's the whole issue. That we give people, let's say, anti-pain medications, and they may harm themselves because they don't feel. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we do need to develop these medications, otherwise we won't be able to take care of them, to perform surgeries, etc. So here it's what it's all about. How do we awaken between us a special sensation towards things that are not felt in us? However, we would like them to be felt. We want to receive an awakening, a sensitivity towards the force of bestowal, which we lack. So how can we do it? So we can do it in a simple way. We talk about it, we scrutinize it, each one shall help his friend, and in this way, through envy, lust, and honor, we, as it says, they bring a person out of his lack of sensitivity to an emotion towards the force of bestowal. There is nothing I can add here. These are things that we need to awaken within us.
Thank you, Rav. Before I put my question mark on, I aim my intention to give contentment to the Creator through the world Kli. The question is, where is the ego when working with the intention to bring contentment to the Creator? And what should I do? What should I not do when working with the intention?
When we work in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, our ego is working, however, in the opposite form. It is a force that does not go away, does not disappear from our actions, from the relations between us, from the relations between us and the Creator, but rather it is working, and it is called oviut, coarseness. It is the basis of the spiritual vessel. And specifically by standing upon it, we're performing spiritual actions. In the opposite of it, with reflected light, or chozer, that same force that used to draw to itself and it wanted to receive, specifically that same force, now through the reflected light, through the force of correction that is working on us, it becomes a force of giving, of love, of the giving away. This is how it becomes. How it works. Tbilisi.
Good morning, Rav. World Kli. The question is, we work from within our will to bestow contentment to the Creator. What does the Creator want from me? How to recognize the Creator's desire and work accordingly.
The Creator's desire is simple. He wants you to reach loving Him so that you will feel in developing your life your love towards Him, His love towards you. And that's it. There is no more. However, in order to reach these things, you have to go through all of the corrections and all of the interconnections to reach love of people. And out of that, from the love of people, you will reach the love for the Creator. And then to the extent that you will reach turning to Him with love, you will also feel His love to you. That's it. This is how it works. And the end of the corrections, the purpose of creation, is the adhesion. And the highest degree of adhesion is love. This is why it says, and you shall love the Lord your God.
Excerpt number 17. When a person is in a state of lowliness, it is considered that the Creator has moved away from him. He has no desire or yearning for the work. And this is regarded as the Creator giving a person a shape of tastelessness about spirituality, or a shape of spirituality that is tasteless. Moreover, a person wants to escape and forget about the work altogether. This is regarded as the Creator showing him the achoraim, the posterior. Since the panim, the face of the Creator, is his desire to do good to his creations. And the achoraim, the posterior, is the complete opposite. And why does the Creator show a person the achoraim? It is on purpose, for by this, a person gets a thrust toward dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, for he cannot remain in a state of lowliness. follows that here, within the Achoraim, the posterior is the discernment of Panim, face.
Yes, in such a way the Creator plays with us. It's as it says, my beloved is like a gazelle, as Bala Sulam explains to us, that the gazelle, when it runs away, it looks back at the person from which he's running away. And this is why the Creator, when he moves away, he's seemingly distancing from the person, but he also looks back at the person. To what extent that the person understands that this is the Creator who is moving away from him, because by this he intends to pull the person, to draw the person to him, following the Creator. This is how they reach a state where the person is drawn to the Creator, and he receives, as it says here, a push, a thrust toward the Kut, because he cannot remain in a state of lowliness.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno amici. La domanda della decina. Come riconosco il
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. A question of the ten. How can I detect the Creator's or recognize the Creator's desire? If I'm not getting a response from the Creator, how can I be certain that it's not my ego that is deluding me?
If you could receive a reaction from the Creator and bestow to the Creator, you'd be in it already. You can't, because you don't have the right attitude towards the Creator, and you can't feel Him because you are in different feelings, values, to such an extent that you can't even feel the oppositeness you have towards the Creator. So it turns out that you have no other choice but to make these exercises to develop the feeling of the other, rather the feeling of the Creator through the feeling of the other, and that's why the Creator created the world to receive and shattered it into many parts, and you have to connect with these parts and try to connect with them and care about them and receive from them and so on and so forth, because by that you begin to somehow prepare those qualities with which you could work with the Creator. Without reaching love with the other, connection with the other, you can't come to work with the Creator. You don't know how to approach Him. That's why He's closed off. To the extent that you cannot reach the other, even more than that, you cannot reach the Creator. That's why we can't approach Him directly. Also, with what vessel would you approach Him? You don't have it. You don't have such a desire with which you can feel Him and bestow to Him. It's only if you connect, if you have a 10. In order for you to reach some contact with Him, the Creator shattered the will to receive and gave you the possibility through great exertion to connect these desires together, since specifically from the connection of these different desires, desires that hate one another, you can come to a state where you then have an understanding, a general desire, correct thoughts in order to connect with Him. You learn from the connection in the 10 about how to connect with the Creator. The Creator is all, is the all-inclusive. And if you connect with the 10, you'll have a knowledge of the all-inclusive force, the totality with which you can begin to connect in.
Nevertheless, Rav, what turns our actions of connection in the ten to actions of giving to the Creator?
They don't become actions of giving towards the Creator by themselves. Rather, we connect, we feel how much we cannot connect, and then we turn to the Creator to connect us. Since it's important for us to be together, it's important for us to connect and bestow mutually to one another. It's important for us to be as one man and one heart, although in each and every one there's hate that's getting clarified towards the others. In a strong group, there will be such currents, such forces working against the different members of it. And from that, we need to extract the coarseness, and we present that to the Creator to correct it. And in this way, we'll reach a refined state where we have a vessel that
How is the person drawn to the Creator out of this state of lowliness? What is this help that's given from the Creator?
Depending on what kind of lowliness we're talking about. Is it lowliness because of lack of strength? Is it because he's not able to reach what he wants to reach? Is it because he wants to reach reception or bestowal? What does it mean, lowliness? It's a lowliness because he cannot obtain what he wants, but what does he want? That's what you need to clarify and scrutinize. Everyone can pray to the Creator, cry to Him. We usually say that to cry to the Creator, to ask of Him anything, we can only for our connection, because we lack nothing else. If there's connection between us in the ten, from that we can turn to the Creator and demand from Him as from the complete vessel that is ready to work in order to bestow inside of it and from within it to the Creator to the same extent. Bishkek.
Большое спасибо, Рав, что разрешили спросить. Вы сказали.
Thank you very much, Rav, for the right to ask. You said we should not feel oppositions with respect to the Creator. What does it mean, this state?
We need to reach a state where we feel the Creator is a part, is our partner. Where whatever we wish to do in spirituality, he's our partner in that. He helps us. He, on the one hand, he is standing against us, but in order to scrutinize what we're lacking, and then he comes and helps us to the extent we ask for help. He comes and helps us to correct it. Meaning he helps scrutinize all the required corrections, and then he helps make those corrections. On both sides, he's helping us. Just like we play with kids, we show them the flaws. We also give them examples for how to do it. But the Creator is even more because His light does all the corrections. All that's required of us is to locate the places where we need him, to scrutinize things, to correct them, to explain to us what to do, and so on and so forth.
Gilad, maybe
another one?
Yes, excerpt 18. Dead means during the fall. At that time, he is in a state of the wicked in their lives are called dead. Then, when he is told words of Torah from others so that he will wake up and return to work, it does not help him. It is called mocking the poor, since he is not impressed by others saying Torah. However, if he is told the words of a dead man, meaning what he himself said when he was in an ascent, regarded as when he was alive, and he is told, look what a great state you had, and that he had vitality of Kedusha, holiness, and look what words of Torah you said then. From this, he can be resurrected. But if he is told words of Torah that others said, it does not impress him. However, from the words of the dead, meaning from what he himself did in matters of faith during his life, it is possible that the Veshimot, the records, will awaken in him and will revive him.
Да, так, дорогой Раф, а что это за пример вот с зеркалом, что закрашена внутренняя часть? Вот, как...
What is this example with the mirror that it's painted in its inner parts?
He is telling you what reflected light is, where if we have glass, then glass transfers the direct light through it, emits it through it. But if we are talking about a mirror, then we say the difference between a mirror and glass is that there is a special layer there on the other side of the glass that does not let the light go through, and it throws it back, it sends it back, pushes it back. And this is the example for a spiritual vessel that doesn't want to receive directly the light within it, but rather it wants, first of all, in equivalence of form, to give just like the light comes to it. And to the extent in which they reach identity or identification and equal, then the light can be used in such a way, and they move together into the vessel after the screen.
А что это за сила? Вот, ну, в том примере это краска, которая сделана.
What is this force in this example and the paint that holds the light? And what in our example, the force that can return the light?
I don't want to be the receiver. I want to bestow to the giver just as he bestows to me. That's it. All together.
This reflected light, our attitude that we return to the Creator, what is it built from? Is it from sensations that comes to us, from thoughts?
We talked about that in our first lesson today exactly, that I have a desire to bestow, to give to the Creator. What's happening to me? Why is this all of a sudden coming? This is coming to me by the reforming light. There's a special force that bestows upon me and suddenly awakens in me an attitude towards the Creator, to give, to bestow. And then I start to think, by what do I do this? So I have nothing I can do, but each thing I receive from him, I can receive in order to bestow to him. That's it, for him. That's how we build the force of bestowal.
To receive for him, meaning to be in connection with him? How can we receive for him?
We can bestow to the Creator only by receiving. How can I, through my reception from the Creator, to bestow to him? Only with the intention in which I receive from him, no matter how much I receive, as long as all of my reception will be under the decision of bestowal. That's it. Just as we are at the host, and we begin to receive from him all kinds of delights only in order to bring him contentment, meaning I must first put forth a restriction on myself so I don't receive from myself, and then a screen and reflected light, and only after that we can receive in order to bestow, such that our reception will only be for him. That's it. But you need to see here that you want to receive what he is giving, and your desire is big, as much as you're capable for it to be, in the intention in order to bestow. Meaning there's an oppositeness here between the desire and the intention. A bigger desire to receive and to enjoy what he's giving, otherwise you won't bring him contentment. And the intention in order to bestow, in order to be in equivalence with him. He gives, you give too.
Так мы используем получение здесь просто как средство.
So we use reception here only as a means?
Of course, yes.
Правильно вот выдерживать вот эту вот градуировку, что я здесь вот получаю, чтобы ему отдавать, а здесь я уже...
How to correctly to relate to this gradual on one place I receive for myself and on the hand I receive for him?
That we need to check according to the degree of importance of the Creator in our eyes. Who's more important, my will to receive or the Creator? And this way I check and divide myself to two parts, where this part I can receive in order to bestow, but if I will use a little more than that, then it will be in order to receive. You need to think a lot about this, kind of all the time, turn it this way and that way and that way, talk about it between you in the ten, and then you'll see that these things start to become closer to you.
Так вот, если думать, вот вы говорите об этом чаще, там, в течение дня, можно так относиться ко всему?
If to think about it more over the course of the day, can we relate such to everything, every pleasure in our life?
Certainly, certainly, yes. This is the matter of the mitzvot, of spiritual commandments, spiritual mitzvot. Yes.
Go three.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Будто бы понятно, но практически я так и не понял, как я практически проверяю.
It's clear theoretically, but I didn't understand practically. How do I check that I'm...
You must reject all the pleasure that is before you from your ego and begin to relate to this pleasure as much as you can use it in order to bestow to the others. To bestow to the Creator. Otherwise, you wouldn't receive it at all. that's the work. And how much now you check that you can receive on the intent to bestow, then after that quantity you receive, and after you receive, it's considered as bestowal, because you're receiving it that from to begin with, from the calculation to bestow to the giver, and not to enjoy from him. All your pleasure is that you give, you're returning to the giver, to the host.
То есть это отталкивание, это отношение.
Meaning that this rejection is the attitude, the relationship.
This that I reject, I'm rejecting the reception of pleasure in me as pleasure. I want to use it the opposite way, in return, in giving. These are simple things that we use them even on a daily basis, though it remains an intention to receive by us. But let's say you're by ego visit someone, how do you behave? You also have such relations.
Да, но я хочу понять, я способен, действительно я способен.
Yes, but I want to understand whether I'm capable to really on my own to reject. According to my request,
first of all, comes from above. What do you mean? Other than the ego, will to receive, the small, egoistic, earthly from this world, you have nothing. Even a restriction upon pleasures of this world, you can't do. You only can do a calculation. If I receive and enjoy, what will I get out of it? Am I going to get beat from it or not? All our calculations are below the will to receive.
So all of this force of reflection needs to be asked for.
We have no